Yeah, so if I look at that further, which is the looking at the way the horse goes, they're an athlete. So even if you're just like learning how to ride, trot, etc., the idea is that if you're learning to ride, in inverted commas, that the horse is only performing, say, 20% of their way of going. So they can walk, they can trot, they can canter. Some horses not. So therefore, they're the ones that you can't ride. They're the ones that you get on and go, actually, no way. And that's where it comes down to character. So the ones that accept you learning in the process, in terms of seat. Margot, what if we just be quiet a little bit, okay, sweetheart?
So I was quiet.
Excellent. Then those ones are the normal horses with good characters that, yes, you might make a mistake here and there, but it's okay.
Yes.
Then you've got the ones that you can, in inverted commas, do dressage. So you do have an independent seat. So then your mistakes become not that you stop them from being able to perform at, let's say, 80%. Mother, please.
Yes,
ma'am. That they can perform at 80%. That the knowledge prevents you from being able to take them further than what they can do. So, for example, you might have a horse that can trot canter on the bit and do some circles. Cool, great, might be able to get some shoulder in, some travers. But at some point, you'll come to a point where the horse just can't do it. So it might be you start shouldering and then they get a bit arrhythmical. Or you start shouldering and they get a little bit against the bridle. And that's the line in the sand where you've got to be a leader and be better. And that's where it starts to all come unstuck if you're unaware of how they are. Does that make a bit of sense?
Yeah.
So where you're at is that you're trying to make a horse that can basically go, she can do Prince of George, right? Better than she is. And you've got a small mop up with the independent set. That's sort of, and that's the hard thing is that you, not you, but higher level riders
excuse
trying to...
Excuse me, Mummy, look at this.
Oh, that's amazing, lovely. That higher level riders...
Excuse me again, Mummy.
Yes, Micah.
Is the pizza working now?
It'll be ready very shortly, but remember, we can't talk until it gets here, okay?
Okay.
Amazing. So, yeah, so for the higher level riders, they are riding for St. George. But the reason why they can't get the 70 or something that we're missing is because of something from way, 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 way back, and that's a hard thing to do. So at the moment, you're getting a whole new ethos of how you think about it, which will help a load, and that could change it like that. But the thing that still takes that little bit of time is that independence, which isn't a choice. It's an awareness and then learning further. Did that break it back a bit more?
Yes. So what do we mean by independence? Not bouncing or the hands forward or all of those things?
So independent seat means no matter what they do, you're not influenced. So you know how if you watch me, you say that my legs don't move, my hand, nothing moves no matter what. It means that if you want to put a gram of weight in the saddle, you can put a gram. If you want to put 10 grams, you can put 10 grams. If you want to put 2 kilos, you can put 2 kilos. If they buck, rear, or carry on, you're able to control the weight, control your position without... So if you've seen me with that massive rear picture, in that moment, I can control my seat regardless of that. So when I'm walking on the ground in a perfectly good way, or whether I'm up in the air like that, makes no difference to how my seat goes. So nothing they do interferes. That's what independent seat means to its extreme.
Mummy, but and I'm like daddy.
I know, sweetheart. And everything is a level, a gradient, you know. And we all have our benefits and our high levels and stuff. So for me, my level of improvement still, Margo, please. Margo, do you want the pizza?
Yeah.
Well, then you need to be quiet. So my level of improvement as a rider from an independent seat perspective is bucking. So... 3 or 4 bucks in a row, I'm gone. I can't control my seat properly. Not necessarily gone off, but I can't control it to the point that I couldn't walk, so it's an area I still need to improve on. But anything else doesn't matter because I got my 80-20 exactly right. I just simply adjust my weight in the saddle so quickly that I'm never in their way. So if they went up or they, I'm never like too late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if, when I'm still occasionally in the negative contact, do you think the negative contact happens every time because I've lost the independent seat, or sometimes it's just habit that I'm pulling back?
Both. Yeah, it's both. It's and that is the thing. It's never one thing.
Yeah.
Remember you said to me also, I don't need to do Pilates because you said I was more flexible than you in the Pilates.
Yeah.
It's not the point. The point is the control. And, you know, it's everything, unfortunately. And, yeah, there is an element that's ingrained behavior that when you use your hand, it's a backward way, which we all have. And there's a level of I've lost my position, I'm trying to stay on my feet, and then it's moved to my hands a little bit. And for a rider that's trying to do pre-St. George for a 63%, it's fine, as you know. It's only to get that higher stuff. So for everybody else listening, you learn this early, and what that equates to you is whatever scores you're getting now, you're going to go probably get 10% higher, and you're going to find up the levels not as daunting, not as difficult. They almost happen by accident. And for someone like Tash, it's taking her from midfield to really Olympic level. And my goal is that to tell everybody this from the get-go, because it's actually not hard. It's just information. But it's actually, Tash is on the hardest journey to anyone.
Yeah, because it's a lot easier to learn it right the first time than relearn all the 10,000 hours of doing it the wrong way. So, awesome.
That's okay, beautiful. We can fix it. And also to understand, guys, that it's not... It is a mindset. So if you start now realizing every time something goes wrong with the horses, he's not on the bit. What am I missing? How can I help him be there? Has he lost balance? If you're in a higher level and trying to get the change and you try it, he still won't do the change. What is wrong with his counter canter that I can help him to ensure he gets the change? And again, the brilliance of it is it's all the same basics. And the same basics are the same reasons why they never, why if they don't get there. So that's the riding care of the horse. And then in general, if you think about it logically, they're horses, they're animals with muscles, animals with a brain. If when you ask them to do something and it hurts, they're not going to want to do it. And they can say no because they're big. So they're going to adjust their bodies so that they can either do it if they've got a really good nature or tell you to bugger off if they don't. They're big animals and big creatures. So if they've got an imbalance in muscle, for example, down one side of their body, even if you want them to get balanced, they can't. So seeing that off the horse. Feeding, thrushing feet, all those sorts of things. If they're not athletes themselves and happy and healthy in themselves and not standing in their boxes or standing in their fields in pain, and pain could be lactic acid, right? They're never going to offer. They're never going to give. And every time you get on, they associate with, they don't care how I feel. And then you just get that, you know, that arena sour that people talk about? That's not arena sour. That's just no horsemanship. I'm passing it back, but I don't think she has anything to say. I think it's okay.
No, it all makes perfect sense. And it's, again, arena sour. It's so black and white, you know, horsemanship or not. Like I in previously would be, oh, so I shouldn't be doing circles. I made the horse bored. I'll go for a trail ride. That's not going to fix it when you talk about horsemanship, when you talk about is the horse happy, is the horse healthy, is the horse, you know, moving nicely. So, yeah, you hear these things. Like you said, you know, it's all been said before, but if you hear it under the wrong filter, it all... Like you just go down the garden path of the wrong solution to fix the wrong problem because you don't actually understand the root problem.
And I think if you guys read the article from Carl above saying, you know, it was it because we put our horses in the field? You could almost feel him scoffing, like, of course it's not. But again, none of us, and I do say none of us because there are very few of us who do, seek to understand. So you read that article, it's vague as vague as vague can be. So you can interpret that any which way you want it. But the information I'm giving you guys is much more black and white, much more uninterpretable. You will not get the best out of the horse unless you are aware of horsemanship, unless you're aware of you can help them in the lines. Flat. That makes a lot more sense than what they've said in this wishy-washy way. And this is the problem. We need to, as writers, ask questions. If you read something that looks, that doesn't give you an answer that you could then coach back, you need to ask more questions.
Yeah, and not go to the anger response. Leisha and I were talking about two nights ago or something, and I said, I just want to punch him in the head. That does not get me the answers I want or get me the solutions to the problems I have. It was the FBI. Oh,
that's right. That's right. Tasha's like, all right, I'm going to do some videos about the FBI and tell them all how fucked up they are. I'm like, yeah, dude, I don't think that's really a great way to go. Maybe we could talk about this. And we talked her off the cliff, so to speak. But again, it's not their fault. You've got to remember as well, and this is why DEIS is going to be so amazing, is any other form of education out there is not people's own. It's not what Carl's written, it's not anything, it's literally just people stealing from different people and putting something together. Whereas DI is the dressage training scale system said and in purposefully in its entirety in a way that's understandable. So it's real words, it's not just spit something out, which is true, but at the same time, no different to anything else around.
Yes, absolutely. Clear up the confusion. Awesome. We're going to go eat pizza now.